The Utah Climate Center has created a model to predict inversion in northern Utah up to 30 days in the future.
The model outputs not precisely how strong the inversion will be, but how likely.
Simon Wong, assistant director of the Utah Climate Center, says the predictions come from years of researching inversion patterns.
We realized through research done 6-7 years ago that these coming and going episodes of long inversions in northern Utah is trackable. You can trace that. As meteorologists, we and the researchers in Climate Center, we start to understand what is causing these long episodes of inversions.
Wong says the inversion information can be useful for hospitals to better predict when more people will be coming in due to bad air conditions. He also says the information can simply be used when planning a trip.
To make an example, well, early this December, I was debating on whether or not to take a trip during the Christmas time. And I did factor in the inversion that we provide, and there was a very low probability during the week of Christmas that we won't have any inversion events or major ones. So that did influence my decision making on the trip.
According to Wong, the phenomenon of inversion in northern Utah is due mostly to natural effects, although human activities also contribute. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.